Hey y'all, boy, I can't do this no more, man. It's life, man. I'm hurting bad, man. Too bad, bro.
I hear you breathing, but your heart no longer sounds strong. But you're kind of scared of dying, so you hold on. And you keep on blacking out, your pulse is slow. Stop trying to fight the reaper. Just relax, let it go. Because there's no way you can fight it, though you'll still try. And you can try it till you fight it, but you'll still die. Your spirit leaves your body and your mind clears. The rigor mortis starts to set that you body. Start your journey in the outer space. You see yourself in the light, but you're still feeling out of place. So you're standing in the tunnel of eternal life. And you've seen the one you've never learned to love in life. Make a choice, let it go. Back it up. If you ain't at peace with God, you need to patch it up. But if you're ready, close your eyes and we can set it free. And here lies a man not scared to die. May he rest in peace. And still got some wonder why. I ain't never seen a man cry till I seen a man die.
Well, I'm home chilling the ride. I stay tuned to the Fade Podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
When I'm home chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fade. We have the hottest podcast out there.
Don't miss it. Very informative.
When I'm home chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fade. He has the hottest podcast out here.
When I'm home chilling the ride, I stay tuned to the Fade Podcast. It's the hottest message out there. Hey y'all, when I'm at the spot just chilling, or I'm in my car just driving around, I always use the phrase, to keep it real. He said it was real. And that's one of the hottest podcasts around. I definitely suggest it. Check them out.
Earthquakes, we in the end times. They gave his babies to the gators, don't forget now. He delivered us from Egypt, about to do it all again. Finding out that we the people, so we putting down our sins. Father, we wanna go home, Abba, please let us in. Oh, and no one to your word, cause you about to send your wings. Abba, keep us from the hour of temptation. Trusting in your word, we just waiting. Come get us from these nations. Abba, keep us from the trickery of Satan. Trusting in your word, not these nations. We in the tribulation.
Here are the signs you are a chosen one. You're not fake. You're the kind of person who can't pretend to be something you're not. If something doesn't feel right to you, you'd rather leave the situation than fake your way through it. Being dishonest just isn't in your nature. It feels wrong to you. You also don't get along well with people who aren't genuine. Whether they're focused only on material things, love to gossip, or are bullies, you just can't connect with them. You also have a kind of fake radar, a special sense for detecting when someone is being fake. This ability to spot insincerity from a distance is like a natural gift you have. It's one of the things that sets you apart as a chosen one. You're not just true to yourself, but you also have a knack for recognizing when others are, or aren't, being true as well. You thirst for more. You're not the kind of person who's happy just going through the motions of everyday life. While some people find comfort in regular routines, you always feel like there's something more, something bigger out there for you. The idea of just fitting in and doing what everyone else does feels like a trap you don't want to fall into. You understand that there's more to life than just a regular job, and following society's rules. You're not held back by the limitations that seem to keep others stuck in one place. You know there's a big, amazing world out there to discover. A world that's far beyond just being average. Like the poet Robert Frost said, you're choosing to take the road less traveled. You're opting for a path that's different from what most people choose, and you know that this choice will shape your life in ways that are truly special. You're going through so much. Many are called, but only a few are chosen. The ones that are chosen are the strongest. They are tough and face the hardest battles. As a chosen one, your life is meant to be filled with challenges right from the beginning. These difficulties serve a purpose. They make you stronger and wiser. When you navigate through dark and hard times, you gain the skills and understanding to guide others who are going through their own struggles. Your experiences equip you to be a beacon for those who are lost or in pain. In a way, the hardships you endure can prevent many others from having to experience the same pain and heartache. By confronting and overcoming your challenges, you make the path easier for those who come after you. Each difficult moment in your life, every pain, every struggle, every test, and every challenge has a reason behind it. Nothing is wasted. These experiences are there to help you grow spiritually and to give you the wisdom you need to make the world a better place. Even when you're going through your own tough times, you somehow find the strength to help others with their struggles. You may not always realize it, but you're acting as a savior and healer for them. You're not just taking care of yourself, you're also a servant and a helper, making life better for the people around you. You quest for truth. Ever since you were young, you've been someone who really wants to know the truth. You're not afraid to question the way things are or challenge what everyone else believes. While other people might just go along with what they're told, you'd rather listen to your own heart and make your own way. You're always asking questions and looking for deeper meaning in life. You're driven by this deep curiosity to explore and understand the mysteries of existence. And you know that the real answers aren't always out there in the world. Often, they're inside you. Like the philosopher Socrates said, an unexamined life is not worth living. You really believe that. So you're on a quest, a journey to explore yourself and understand who you are. You're not just living life, you're really digging deep to understand it and yourself. You're a black sheep. Being the black sheep in your family is another clue that you're a chosen one. You've always felt different, like you don't really belong. You might even have wondered if you were adopted because of how unlike your family you are. When they all go one way, you go the other. Maybe your political beliefs are different, or you just see the world in a unique way that they don't understand. Feeling so different can sometimes make you feel lonely or cut off from your family. It's like you're marching to the beat of a different drum, and no one else hears the music you're playing. It can be hard, feeling like you're in a world of your own, while surrounded by people who should feel like home. But it's also a sign that you're meant for something different, something bigger than just fitting in with everyone else. You're a good person. Despite having been treated badly or taken advantage of in the past, you still choose to be kind and do good things for other people. That's because you have a really pure heart, and it's a big reason why you're a chosen one. You're the type who naturally wants to make people happy, sometimes even letting them take more from you than they should. It's not because you're weak. It's because you genuinely love to help. Helping others is just part of who you are. It's in your DNA. Some people might think they're taking advantage of you, but you allow it to happen because you're a natural giver. You feel most alive and most yourself when you're giving to others, even if you don't get much back in return. This giving nature of yours is a clear sign that you're someone special, someone chosen for a bigger purpose. You have an inner knowing. You can try to ignore it all you want, but deep down, you know you're chosen. It's like a gut feeling you can't shake, a fire in your soul that keeps telling you you're here for something big. You just know you're meant to make a difference in the world. You feel like an old soul, like you've been around longer than your years. The way things work on Earth, people bossing each other around, all the hate and fighting, it just doesn't make sense to you. Sometimes you even feel like you belong to a different place, somewhere far from here, and you find yourself missing that unknown home. The feeling is strong. You're not like everyone else, and you're not here just to go along with the flow. You're here to change things, to make the world better, and no matter how much you might try to deny it, that calling won't go away. People dislike you. Sometimes people just don't like you, even though you haven't done anything wrong. This can be really confusing, especially because you're a good person. The reason for this is that the goodness in you, the light inside you, makes some people uncomfortable. It's like your light highlights the darkness in them, the parts they aren't proud of. As you grow spiritually, that inner light of yours will shine even brighter. While many people will love you for it, some might react strangely or even negatively. It's important to know that this isn't really about you. It's about them and their own issues. So don't let anyone dim your light. Keep being the amazing person you are, and let go of the negativity. Trust that the universe has your back, and remember that you're guided and protected from above. Don't worry about the people who don't get you. Just keep shining, because you're here for a greater purpose. You believe in a much higher power. Unlike some people who might disrespect spiritual ideas, you deeply respect the powers of the universe or God. You see things that others might miss. You understand that everything is unfolding just as it should, according to a higher plan. You're what's known as a light worker, someone whose job it is to bring light and love into the world. Deep down, you know this is your true calling. Because of this important mission you've been given, you're guided and protected by higher powers. You don't have to be afraid of anything, because you're on a path that's been laid out especially for you, and you're not walking it alone. So my friends, if you see these signs that we've discussed in the video, you should listen to the call. It is a sign from a higher power, urging you to fulfill a mission while you're living on this earth.
History is a lie. How were Jews described in Europe before Ashkenazis became the majority? From Nature, Knows No Color Line by J.A. Rogers, page 123. Quote, Waits says, an interesting gradation of all shades down to the black is exhibited by the Jews. Especially dark were the Jews of Spain and Portugal. The Portuguese Jews were very dark, says Pritchard. The Duchess de Brante, wife of Napoleon's ambassador to Portugal, said that the Jew, the Negro, and the Portuguese could be seen in a single person. So dark were the Jews, especially of Portugal and southern Spain, that many whites thought all Jews were black or dark. Another source can be found from The Natural History of Man by James Cowles Pritchard. Quote, the Jews of Portugal are very dark. More corroborating evidence can be found from the memoirs of the Secret Services of John Mackay, Esquire, published in 1733. Daniel, Earl of Nottingham, Secretary of State, is eldest son to Mr. Finch, Lord Chancellor in the reign of King Charles II. He hath also the exterior air of business and application, enough to make him very capable. In his habit and manners, very formal. A tall, thin, very black man, like a Spaniard, or Jew, about 50 years old. We can appreciate that even in the 1700s, people from the British Isles recognized Jews to be of a dark complexion, like their Secretary of State, Daniel Finch, 2nd Earl of Nottingham. By the way, this is supposed to be a contemporary painting of Daniel Finch, Earl of Nottingham. This man is clearly of a fair complexion, not dark, like a Jew, as he is described. Just a little peek into the whitewashing of history. Finally, from Shakespeare and the Jews by James Shapiro.
Shakespeare and the Jews from James Shapiro. All right, and we're about on page 171 of this book. When William Brereton jotted down his impressions of the Jews in the synagogue in Amsterdam in 1635. Amsterdam, again, that's in the Netherlands, Holland, all right? The Dutch, this is a Dutch synagogue, Dutch people, right? Amsterdam, 1635, he's going to let you know that he noted that the Jewish men are most black. They're most black, the Jews. Who was the Jews? Again, who was the Jews that were in Amsterdam? Most of those Jews, all right, had fled from Spain and Portugal. Sephardic Jews who were what? Most black. It says, and when the Scottish minister Robert Kirk toured London in January 1690, he also paid a visit to the synagogue there. Now, this is a whole other different country. Right now, he's in England. Now, a whole different person, letting you know what he saw when he went in the synagogue, the Jewish synagogue in London, all right, in 1690. He observed over 200 Jews worshiping, 200, all right, 200 people. 200 Jews. He noted in his journal that they were all very black men. Again, Jews worshiping in a synagogue in London. They were what? All very black men. All very black men, Sephardic Jews. Who was in London as a Jew? A lot of these, again, were Sephardic Moorish Jews from Portugal and Spain. A lot of these were Haganah, so-called Haganah.
Like and share for more Lost History.
They raised the question of why their clothing did not also change to black in these artworks, if age were the sole factor. According to some accounts, after the destruction of the Jewish nation by Titus, millions of Jews fled to Africa and settled in West Africa, where they eventually became enslaved. It is argued that hostility towards black people is not incidental, but rather stems from the disobedience of the Israelites to God's commandments, as described in the book of Deuteronomy. The intermingling of the descendants of Shem and Ham, both believed to be black-skinned, is seen as the root cause of this hostility, with Shem being punished for his disobedience. Another perspective suggests that black people were the original figures depicted in the Bible, but their portrayal was later altered to depict them as white in America. However, it is believed that Russians have preserved the authentic depiction of history. But why does only Russia have religious paintings where Jesus and his people are depicted as black? Well, the answer lies in Russian history. The Mongol invasion and occupation of Russia, known as the Golden Horde, had significant effects on the region's connections with the Byzantine Empire and the wider Christian world. Beginning in the early 13th century, the Mongols, led by Genghis Khan and his successors, launched a series of military campaigns that culminated in the establishment of the Mongol Empire, one of history's largest continuous land empires. This expansion brought them into contact with various civilizations, including Russia. In 1237, the Mongols initiated a devastating invasion of the Russian principalities, which were fragmented and incapable of mounting a unified defense. The invasion culminated in the Mongols prevailing at the Battle of the Sit River in 1238. Subsequently, they assumed control over the region, establishing the Golden Horde as a vassal state and imposing tribute on Russian princes. The Mongol occupation had significant ramifications for Russia's connections with the Byzantine Empire and the broader Christian world. Before the invasion, Russia had close ties with Byzantium, particularly in religious matters, as the Eastern Slavic peoples had adopted Byzantine Christianity. The Russian Orthodox Church regarded Constantinople, the capital of the Byzantine Empire, as its spiritual hub. However, the Mongol invasion disrupted these ties. With much of Russia under Mongol control, communication and trade routes suffered, severing contact with Byzantium. Moreover, the invasion strained the Russian Orthodox Church as the Mongols enforced their administrative structures, occasionally conflicting with the church's authority. It's believed that before the invasion, both Russia and the Byzantine Empire had similar paintings. However, after the invasion, the whitewashing of religious paintings had started in Europe, except for Russia, that was destined to stay under Mongols' rule for another 250 years. That's the reason why only Russia holds religious paintings where Jesus and his people have been depicted as black, while the rest of Europe whitewashed the paintings. Absolutely, Jesus was black. The evidence is strong. The Bible describes him as having hair like wool and feet like bronze, indicating black and brown skin. His biological father was absent, and he was raised by a non-biological father. During his childhood, he sought refuge in Egypt. He performed miracles, such as turning water into wine. Unfortunately, he was betrayed by a friend, unfairly arrested, and ultimately executed by the government on false charges because his teachings threatened the state. But how does this prove he was black? Well, whatever he faced feels like a shared experience for all black people around the world. Jesus unquestionably ranks among the most influential figures in history, and acknowledging his black identity is essential. The European Church's portrayal of Jesus as white represents a major act of intellectual theft, perpetuating white supremacy. Embracing Afrocentrism and decentering whiteness is crucial. It requires actively challenging white-centric ideas and adopting a black-centric perspective, which empowers black individuals. The theological importance of depicting Jesus as black is important. Firstly, white American Christians may find it challenging to grasp the true significance of Christ's crucifixion without recognizing the black experience in the United States. This experience extends beyond specific events like lynchings, slavery, Jim Crow laws, segregation, and mass incarceration. It includes 4 centuries of enduring second-class treatment, inhumane conditions, constant suspicion, condescension, and humiliation. Understanding this history is vital for fully comprehending the gospel's message, which centers on the scandal of a crucified Messiah. Ignoring or sidestepping this history obstructs a genuine understanding of the gospel's essence. Secondly, the presence of the Black Christian community in America is significant. Despite their faith being the same as those who enslaved and oppressed them, Black Americans predominantly identify as believers. The resilience, hope, and love exhibited by the Black Church embody Jesus' teachings, forming bonds that make Black Americans more than just neighbors or fellow citizens, but often our brothers and sisters in Christ. Even Jesus' teachings themselves provide a rationale for understanding his Blackness. In Matthew's Gospel, Jesus aligns himself with the marginalized and oppressed, stating that whatever is done to them is done to him. This principle forms the basis of Christian teachings about Jesus and the marginalized, emphasizing his solidarity with those who suffer. Furthermore, this understanding permits the portrayal of Jesus as Black in art. Such depictions do not impose symbolism on Black individuals or confine them to victimhood. Instead, they arise from within the community as an expression of shared emotions, reflecting both communal sorrow and hope. Presenting Jesus as Black underscores the necessity of acknowledging the injustices inflicted on Black individuals and rejects depictions that downplay this reality. Jesus as a Jew is depicted as Black because recognizing his identity is inseparable from acknowledging and addressing the injustices faced by Black people. Today, even if the whole of Europe has successfully illusioned itself that Jesus was white, reality cannot be altered. The religious paintings in Russia serve as powerful evidence that until now, Jesus, his mother, and his people were being portrayed wrongly. Hiding Jesus' complexion changed everything, making him only the savior of white people. This did not quite fit in the picture. However, if we now accept Jesus as Black, everything starts to make sense, given that whatever Black people endured was not much different than what Jesus had to suffer from. Isn't it true that Jesus, his mother, and his people were all Black, not white?
And the Washington Post has revealed the Smithsonian Institution holds a so-called racial brain collection that contains 254 brains gathered in the first half of the 20th century at the behest of a racist anthropologist who was trying to scientifically prove the superiority of white people. An investigation by the Washington Post found most of the brains in the Smithsonian collection were removed from dead Black and Indigenous people and other people of color, often taken without consent from their
Breaking news. A pair of violent earthquakes have just struck Taiwan. Tsunami warnings have been issued and multiple buildings have collapsed after the massive 7.5 earthquake struck Taiwan. Numerous reports indicate strong and violent shaking with multiple buildings swaying and some collapsing. Residents have been urged to evacuate immediately. Thank you to Raw Alerts and several local reporters for the following video clips.
Those buildings look like a tower. Looking bad. Everything look bad, y'all.
Hey,
buildings leaning. They're falling. Please keep
everyone said that at NASA, our mission is for all humanity, and that's because space brings us together. There's no better proof than moments like this, a total solar ellipse. It's a moment when millions of people across North America will look to the heavens as the moon passes in front and between the sun of the, and the earth. And it's a rare sight that we haven't seen in 7 years. And unusual things start to happen as the normal rhythms of Earth are disrupted. When you're seeing this eclipse, you ought to observe this. As the day appears to turn to dusk and then dark, people have heard birds stop singing. They've seen giraffes suddenly begin to gallop. Roosters start crowing and crickets chirp. So watch for these unusual behaviors. And we encourage you to help NASA observe the sights and sounds around you. Eclipses have a special power. They move people to feel a kind of reverence for the beauty of our universe. Their power is not only to unify us on Earth, but to further science and discovery. In 1919, Albert Einstein's theory of gravitational bending was proven when scientists measured how stars shift when the sun is blocked out by the moon. And today, over a century later, a total solar eclipse still brings great opportunity and science. Pam is going to share a little bit more about how NASA missions will use this rare moment to advance science. Safety is always NASA's number one priority, and that remains true for this solar eclipse. Make sure you have the proper eye protection, like the eclipse glasses. And as you look at the heavens on April the 8th, when the eclipse starts, please, please put those glasses on. Now, I'm going to hand...
China is telling all of they people to stay in the house. And the American government is telling their people to come outside. I'd like real answers, if anybody can give me, that would explain why the Chinese government is telling its people, right, stay in the house. Do not come outside and gather in crowds. The Chinese just told their people that. Now, why is there such a contradictory order? Why would the Chinese, who normally look out for their people, say one thing and the United States say another? You don't find that suspicious? You don't find that suspicious? I wonder which one they're going to believe.
Breaking news! Listen, you better get ready to rumble! This is not a drill! Listen, hide your kids, hide your wives, baby, hide your good snacks until later if you got to. This man is ready for war. Do you understand what I'm saying? Iran, first of all, because I know y'all going to say, you're lying, you're this and the third, you're just trying to hype it up. Gaddafi don't tell no lies. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't tell no lies. I speak nothing but the truth as of today. The White House has briefed Israel and let them know, you better protect your neck. This man is on the way. Yes, let me show y'all. Let me show, because I know y'all think I'm lying. Y'all know. Iran reportedly planning to attack Israel with drones and cruise missiles targeting strategic locations inside of Israel. Now, for those of y'all that don't know, Iran ain't the motherfucker to fuck with. Iran and Russia, they on the same level. Do you understand what I'm saying? They on the same level. I couldn't even so much as get my wig and my skincare done, okay? That's how quickly I had to run here. I'm so sorry. But also, I'm kind of glad that I did take that day off because I needed some rest. And at the same time, I needed to get more clarification on certain details. Because like I said, I'm not going to bring y'all no tea that's hot piss. Do you understand what I'm saying? So where we left off was, rest in peace to this man. You get what I'm saying? Rest in peace to him. You know, God rest his soul. Allahu Akbar. You know, God is still great. But rest in peace to this man because he, Kudafay, unfortunately, Israel did an airstrike in Damascus, Syria, and Iran had an embassy there, okay? Now, I knew Iran was not going to let this shit go. I knew it. I was just waiting for them, honestly and truly. I thought they was going to respond that day, but when Iran waits time to respond, that lets you know that the ass whooping's going to be that much worse. It's going to be... What? Y'all really don't know Iran. Y'all don't know Iran like I know Iran. Because for Iran to make it into our history books as the antagonist, that means that the shit they coming with is some official shit. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't think y'all really understand that when America villainizes somebody, that means that they whoop their ass. Mm-hmm. Because America is simply a crackhead in their story. America ain't even a villain in these people's story. They're the crackhead that they just can't get rid of. That they just, you know the crackhead that be breaking into your house and stealing your shit, even though you got money to replace it, it's irritating as hell that they keep doing it. Yeah, America's basically the crackhead that they can't get rid of in their story. So rest in peace to this man. Y'all drew first blood, okay? In Syria, y'all drew first blood, and that was a direct attack on Iran. And that was the only way Iran could turn around and say, that's your ass, right? Hold on. Now, mind you, they already been, messing with Russia, okay? And Big Putin them said, you know what? I'm gonna put my best people on this investigation. I'll be back. Big Poop left Russia. America expected Big Poop to stay into Russia to deal with the situation. Russia, they moved so quickly on that situation. Big Poop did all the top level administrative clerical stuff. He pretty much cleared the whole motherfucking room with that investigation, okay? He did the investigation, traced it back to America, Israel, and Ukraine, and Great Britain, and said, I'm on y'all ass, okay? Then he peeped game, okay? We always speculating that America, they plotted that attack because they wanted Putin out of Golden Heights. That's exactly why they wanted him out of Golden Heights. But Big Poop caught on to that. He caught on to that situation and said, listen, I'm leaving you in charge. Make Big Daddy proud. Don't piss me off. Make Big Daddy proud. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm going back to Golden Heights because I need to go figure out what's going on over there. Syria calling me. They said it's some stuff jumping off over there. I need to go put boots on the ground over there. So I'll be back. But while I'm gone, you gotta figure this stuff out. And figure it out is what they did. They figured out exactly who called down the hit. Not y'all thinking that y'all was gonna literally call a hit on a Russian-owned app and not think that they was gonna track you down. Do you like this appointment? Ukraine. America, girl. Come on now. Listen, they got some of the baddest heifers when it comes to hacking in the shit. They put their baddest heifers on the floor. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen, the girlies found exactly who it was that day. They just needed confirmation. They was waiting. They just needed a little bit more confirmation, something that you cannot wiggle your way out of and make an excuse about. Once they found that out, that's when they leaked the information, okay? So currently, this man is in Golden Heights. He pulls up on the set, so blasting many men. Many men. Wish death upon me. Listen, do you know who made that song? The man that made that song, Curtis, was shot 9 times and survived. This man pulled up blasting that song. Do you understand the danger that you're in, Izzy? I don't think you do. You think that because this man is taking his time, that means that he ain't bullshit. This man is so methodical that he rigged an entire election here in America. And got away with it. Didn't get caught. Izzy girl, you in danger, okay? So let's go ahead and wrap this shit back around. Then he showed up with all his niggas in the Red Sea. Oh yeah, they not playing with y'all asses. They on your body. Do you understand what I'm saying? Y'all turned y'all head for 1 second, thinking that y'all was finna run up into Hezbollah, into Lebanon. Ciao. chalk zone. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because remember, Israel ain't a real place. It's not a real place. It's chalk zone, basically, okay? It's an imaginary place. It's a figment of your imagination, all right? So they've been sending missiles over the land that previously belonged to the Palestinians that is now known as chalk zone. Hezbollah, that man got his foot on their neck and he not letting up. Nasrallah said he ain't playing, okay? Not to mention, Yemen been sending bombs over here. America and the UK called themselves coming after Yemen. Yemen literally ignored it. That's how unbothered they are by bombs now. They ignored it. Imagine ignoring bombs. Imagine just being like, oh, that's just a Tuesday for us. What? Okay, so now stick with me. So now Nasrallah is sending missiles, and they said, word on the street is, the Israelites, the current day caucus Israelites are saying, these ain't the same missiles that we're sending to Palestine. These missiles is different. They got a little extra something on it, okay? The missiles that Nasrallah is sending, they destroying 20 houses at a time, 20 buildings at a time. God damn. He got that new hotness, that new shit, that, listen, okay? That missile remix. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is the new hotness that just hit the streets, and the only people that got it is their ops. And now the people in Tel Aviv is so mad, they so upset that they outside in the set throwing up gang signs. And apparently, word on the street is last night, they actually got into the set and they was literally gunning after the Israeli military. Like, they wanted their own people wanted their heads on the stake because they have not gotten their family members back. They are not playing. Hold on, let me show y'all. Okay, so this is the Knesset cabinet. For those of y'all that don't know what the Knesset cabinet is, it's basically the military. It's the Pentagon. It's kind of like the Pentagon or the House of Representatives. Like, that's where the military cabinet meet at. It's basically like their central cortex of all their operations. So the people in Tel Aviv, they showed up. They outside. They was throwing bows. You understand what I'm saying? They was throwing right hooks, left hooks, elbows, kneecaps. They was throwing feet, everything at them. Knesset cabinet members, and they are not playing with them. Damn. So not only are you getting your ass whooped from Hezbollah, Hamas, you getting your ass whooped from Yemen, but now your own people want to bite out of that ass too? That's crazy to me. But I mean, hey, it is what it is. You started all this, okay? So hold on, stick with me. Breaking news.
Won't you stand by me? I just need a little more time with you. I miss you.
I would like to talk about the Holocaust briefly, the Black Holocaust, the most devastating human tragedy that's ever existed, that's lasted longer than any other for going into 500 years, that has neither ceased nor desist, and we have not received reparations. And just up from chattel slavery, convict leasing, and all of these other injustices, and under the heel of Jim Crow, our people went to Germany to fight Hitler to deliver some of the Jews from his hand, only for them to turn around and call some of us anti-Semitic. There is a multi-volume book that talks about the secret relationship between Blacks and Jews, because we know that some of the most damning and devastating effects that we've experienced in slavery had to do with members of the Jewish community. This is important to understand. Why am I bringing this up? Because our perspective of the world is unmatched in every way. So when we talk about something being a genocide or something being a problem, I think our opinion should matter and it should be listened to very closely.
Rage is growing tonight over a taxpayer-funded police training conference in New Jersey. The state comptroller says glorified violence, sexism, and racism. The acting comptroller's officers released a 43-page report and video clips of some of the training sessions where trainers shared more than 100 vulgar stories.
I don't want to hear those exit. I'm going to die like 91 with hookers and cocaine around me, you know? Why wouldn't that be your goal and objective?
There's nothing else I'm good at. I love violence. I love fighting. I love shooting. I love freedom. come from me. Somewhere along the chase becomes...
The New Jersey-based company called Street Cop held the six-day seminar back in October of 2021. Roughly 1,000 officers, including about 240 from New Jersey, attended. The comptroller called the tactics taught wildly inappropriate and questioned the legality of some of them.
Taxpayers paid for a training that normalized discriminatory and harassing behavior by public servants who were supposed to be held to very high standards.
The scathing review of the street cop training comes at a time of increased scrutiny on law enforcement across the country following high-profile cases involving Tyre Nichols, Breonna Taylor, and George Floyd.
What's up, my peoples? So see, we've been saying this for the longest. Every time we say something, when we talk about the police, they think we're talking about them. Then we get to talking about defund the police. They're like, no, we can't defund the police. They're doing their jobs. Okay, then when they're doing all this stuff, right? All this stuff to us, you want to say, we're resisting, but they got their foot in our back or got their knee on our throat or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So how is we resisting? And then we run. If you run, they shoot you in the back. That's not a threat, you know? So now you do all these things. Now here it is. You hear it. And you still won't make excuse for them. No matter how much you see it, you don't believe your eyes. You don't believe your ears. You believe what they tell you. You know what I'm saying? So now what? Tell me we tripping now. And then you say something like Donald Trump. They shoot more white people, kill more white people than black people. Well, why y'all not out there protesting like we do then? If they're killing you at a rate that they're killing us, then you don't have enough unity to fight for your people? You don't have enough unity to get out there and tell us that they're killing you more than they're killing us? Because it don't take a whole lot for us. We're going to fight. We're going to protest. We're going to do whatever we got to do to survive. We've been surviving all these years. You know what I'm saying? So don't use that against us talking about, well, they're shooting us more than they're shooting more white people than black people. They're not arresting you more than us, and we're not the ones committing more crime. So you could dismiss us with that one. We're getting incarcerated at a much higher rate. Yeah, they throwing deals at us and everything, scaring us and everything, but you guys get better bail or you get out on your own recardness, you know? So you see this. So tell me what you think now.
New York City just experienced its first earthquake. And you know, I gotta say, although I'm freaking livid at the fact that now there's earthquakes happening in New York, and that's not a New York thing, that's a West Coast thing, you could keep it over there, Mother Nature, I'm more annoyed at the fact that I went on to 311 after it happened, and alternate side parking and meter rules are still in effect. You know, if the apocalypse is coming and nobody's safe, can we at least not have to move our cars for alternate side parking? There was a freaking, 4.7 magnitude earthquake. I'm like looking out my window. Are those the fighter jets? Because I'm close to the water and sometimes they whoosh over and they make sounds. No, this rumbling came from underneath. And now I gotta go move my car. Now I gotta go move my car. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
This happened last night in New York. Let me give you the scoop, because it's all connected to the eclipse. The Statue of Liberty, look at that lightning directly into her torch. This is an omen, guys. In case somebody thought that it was something photoshopped, no, this really happened. And right after this, there was an earthquake.
You can't make this stuff up.
I mean,
did you hear my theory about how the Statue of Liberty in reality is actually Hecate?
The goddess of witchcraft.
Have you ever heard that when a total solar eclipse is about to happen, you're going to have supernatural phenomena?
Hecate getting the lightning of wisdom, the illumination. She's illuminated. And this is a sign.
You all just pissed off Hecate, apparently. That is summoning some major power. So what I've learned is that when a solar eclipse or a total solar eclipse that's about to happen, it does bring these weather phenomenon, heavy storms and especially earthquakes. Now there was a slight shake around New York City, New Jersey, and all the way down to a couple hours away from where I am in upstate New York.
So when people are saying that the omens and prophecies about the total solar eclipse are
not real,
then why does this happen and it's exactly what it says in the prophecies and the omens? Riddle me that.
Now, American intel officials warn of risk of Hezbollah attacking the United States. This just coming out in the last 24 hours. Hezbollah has more capability to strike inside the United States than any other terrorist group, like ISIS officials have said. And these warnings are coming out after we've also seen in the last 24 hours, I've been keeping you up to date on this, the United States had told the Houthi rebels that were attacking in the Red Sea that their final warning had come last week. And we saw literally hours after that, they attacked yet again, laughing at the warnings coming from the United States. And then yesterday, the US, the UK, a coalition of several nations made good on those threats, and they attacked hard, striking over 60 times last night. And now we're receiving word that the Houthi rebels in Yemen, they're now coming out today and saying that there will be retaliation against the United States. We also said that they also heard that they said they want to see an end to the United States and Israel, chants coming from that nation. As we're hearing that Yemen, Iran, several of these nations in the Middle East, they are saying that there will be retaliatory strikes. And we saw the Houthi rebel leader in Yemen today make a speech saying, make no mistake, there will be consequences against the U.S. for this. The U.S. vocalizing that they are simply defending themselves after being attacked time and time again. News reports coming out today, one news reporter saying on Fox News, play stupid games, win stupid prizes, as they're saying that the United States is now sending the message that they will no longer be taking these hits, that they cannot settle for this, that it is time for them to respond. A lot of people in the last 24 hours concerned, though, that now this is the first step of the United States entering the conflict in the Middle East officially into war, as they're saying that tensions are rising, and now we are going to be seeing retaliatory strikes taking place yet again. Now, all of this unfolding, we're also receiving word, too, as I mentioned, breaking news coming out as intel officials warn the risk of Hezbollah now attacking the United States within the U.S. territories is also on the rise with everything that is unfolding. So I'm going to be sharing with you guys the latest information coming out, reading directly from the articles. These are going to be linked in the description below, so that way you can see them for yourself. Now, before we dive in, do me a quick favor.
So New York just had a magnitude 4.8 earthquake right before the solar eclipse. I mean, magnitude 4.8, and the solar eclipse is on 4/8/2024. Those are the same numbers. All you have to do is connect the dots. They are telling you what's happening. It wasn't just New York, it was New Jersey and Philadelphia. If you look at the map, you see they are all surrounded by water. I'm not saying it's going to be a flood, but anytime something like this happens that's close to water, is usually a flood. Remember, the Statue of Liberty is in New York. That statue represents liberty, not freedom. We have false freedom. What the solar eclipse is going to do is it's going to give people their freedom back, those that want their freedom. People keep sitting around saying nothing's going to happen on a solar eclipse. Things are happening before the solar eclipse even get here. If you keep waiting for something to happen on that day that's going to be life-changing, you're going to miss all the small changes. Remember, the first step is not greater than the 10th step. You need every step to make things manifest. Things are manifesting all around us. You think this is just an accident? 3 days before the solar eclipse, they go that number three again. They always use number three when they want to make things happen. Negative, positive, outcome. You don't even have to be spiritually woke. Your third eye don't gotta be vibrating. They are giving you the truth. It's right there on your face. You can't even make this stuff up. A magnitude 4.8 earthquake. The solar eclipse is on 4.8. They must think we children or something. Anytime they speak about earthquakes, they are speaking about vibrations. Remember, you have to have a certain vibration and a certain frequency to understand what's going on. Before these people start creating storms and messing with the weather, earthquakes always meant labor from the mother. Anytime there's a major earthquake going on, it's letting you know that the mother or the planet is in labor pains. She's about to give birth to something new. We are going into a new planet. But if these people can trick you and trap you here, you're going to miss all the signs. Just connect the dots, my people. 4.8 earthquake. The solar eclipse is on 4.8. This shit is so easy now.
From the Bible, you're telling me a person of another color,
race,
can't access God because the Bible says they're like a spittle, but they still go based on our word, our holy Bible. You trying to tell me they can't go to heaven or they can't access God?
Okay, let me answer it. Revelation chapter 21. Here we go. Here's the question. Even if they believe like we believe, do what we do, can they enter the kingdom of heaven? Revelation chapter 21. You know what I want. Let's go straight to verse. Let's read verse 10 and we're going to jump to 12 just for sake of time. All right? Read it. This is the book of Revelation chapter 21 and verse 10. Let's make sure we paying attention to hear the word of God. Read. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Now, what is that holy Jerusalem that's to come? He's referring to what? Heaven. He's talking about heaven. Now, read verse 12 to show what this heaven looked like. Let's read it.
And had a great wall and high and had 12 gates.
And now, we've been taught that heaven got one pearly gate. It said it got gates. It's more gates. Let's see how many gates it got. Read.
And had 12 gates.
How many?
12 gates.
Let me count something for you, Natasha. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. How many gates did God say the kingdom of heaven got, Omarion? Read it again.
And had 12 gates.
There's a reason why I got 12 gates and not 13, 14, 15, and one for everybody. Let's read.
And the gates, 12 angels. And the names written thereon.
Let's see what name was written on that gate, right? Let's read. Natasha, you better listen to this. Let's see what names are written on the 12 gates. Read.
Which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
Hold on, whose names are on the 12 gates to enter into the kingdom of heaven?
The children of Israel.
It's the 12 gates of the children of Israel. Now, did you hear a name for the Chinese, the Arab, the white man? Did you hear a gate for them?
Why do we have to distinguish them?
Did you hear one for them?
Why do we have to distinguish them?
Because God just did.
Right.
Well, white people, this your time to shine. And I want the white folks' comments, you know. So, 80% of Europe now throwing their Bibles and burning them because Russia revealed Jesus was black? That's how y'all really felt the whole time? I thought they wasn't racist. I thought they wasn't evil. See, but God called them the synagogue of Satan. If you really love Jesus Christ and God, you find out he a black man and now you don't want to serve him no more. You don't find that suspicious? You don't find that suspicious. So you never really loved him. You loved the idea that he was white. I mean, how else can you put it? I want some white folks to come over here and justify this. Millions of people turning on God. Didn't the Bible say this would happen? Well, I mean, can y'all justify it? Millions. We ain't talking about no one or two or three. We talking about millions now. Ain't the Bible fulfilling itself? And see, you got some decent, you know what I'm saying? You got some people out there really love people. But what I'm talking about is them type. Them is the same ones that somebody would have said something bad about y'all that ran and justified and defended them to the end. But look at them now exposing who they truly are. One woman on TikTok What he bring on a dusty Jesus, dusty black Jesus. Damn. Them the same kind of people get on and go to work and tell you, we're good people. We're not racists. The evil that lies within them. See, this ain't me saying it. Go look at it. Look at them. It's them talking about they done with the Bible. Bye. You the synagogue of Satan. God even said you was going to do it. And look what you're doing now. What y'all got to say about it? For them type right there, them that don't believe and only and was really hating, good riddance.
They know that this is God, chosen people, and this is their land. And 144,000 has already been awakened, regaining the memories, and soon to have their powers. When this solar flash hit the cabal, won't know what to do with them. These are the first fruits. The 144,000 is sealed and awake. I don't think the cabal understand what this means. The chosen ones are already awoke and gaining all of their memories. This means bad business for them. They know what's coming. Just picture this. 144,000 black people with superpower godlike abilities. Me and Putin try to warn them we're dealing with something we don't quite understand. They are ancient gods, primordial. They know that this is God, chosen people, and this is their land. And 144,000 has already been awakened, regaining the memories, and soon to have their powers. When this solar flash hit the cabal, won't know what to do with them.
Over the last 6 months, the Israeli military campaign has brought relentless death and destruction to Palestinians in Gaza, with more than 32,000 people reportedly killed and more than 75,000 injured, the vast majority women and children. Lives are shattered. Respect for international humanitarian law is in tatters. During my visit to the Rafah crossing 10 days ago, I met veteran humanitarians who told me categorically that the crisis and suffering in Gaza is unlike any they have ever seen. Meanwhile, as I saw on my way to the Rafah crossing, long lines of trucks loaded with humanitarian aid continue to face obstacle after obstacle. When the gates to aid are closed, the doors to starvation are opened. More than half the population, over 1 million people, are facing catastrophic hunger. Children in Gaza today are dying for lack of food and water. This is incomprehensible and entirely avoidable. Nothing can justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people. The war in Gaza is the deadliest of conflicts for civilians, for aid workers, for journalists, for health workers, and for our own colleagues. Some 196 humanitarian aid workers, including more than 175 members of our own UN staff, have been killed. An information war has added to the trauma, obscuring facts and shifting blame. Denying international journalists entry into Gaza is allowing disinformation and false narratives to flourish. Dramatic humanitarian conditions require a quantum leap in the delivery of life-saving aid, a true paradigm shift. I repeat my urgent appeals for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire, the unconditional release of all hostages, the protection of civilians, and the unimpeded delivery of humanitarian aid. 6 months on, we are at the brink of mass starvation, of regional conflagration, of a total loss of faith in global standards and norms. It is time to step back from the brink, to silence the guns, to ease the horrible suffering, and to stop a potential famine before it is too late.
So NASA said there's going to be an ellipse during the eclipse. An ellipse can only work with a domed top. If you don't believe me, I'm going to need you to Google it. But an ellipse is focusing frequency off of one part of the dome very lightly, as if I was here standing beside you and I whispered to you, but we were in this domed area. Whenever I whisper,
Whoever was all the way on the other side would hear it as if I was standing beside them. And this is called foci. These are the focal points of the ellipse. Now, when you focus frequency like that, it becomes a lithotripter. And a lithotripter, for those of you that have had kidney stones, is used to break down stone, which works as an ellipse. It focuses from one point to another focal point, and they work together to break stones. And I need you all to remember that the Schumann resonance of Mother Earth has changed, which means we were about to start vibrating higher. They're getting ready to drop the frequency so much and adjust it so much to where I believe we are about to see the worst earthquake in the history of humankind. And I didn't say this. NASA said they will be focusing an ellipse along the path of totality. But I need you to see something. If you follow me, you should be familiar with this map. But if you can see this new river that's carved through the New Madrid fault line is along the exact same path of totality. All right? And NASA said that they were going to use an ellipse to focus along the path of totality. I did not say that. And if you learn about an ellipse, like I just said, it is like a lithotripter. They use lithotripsy to break stone. Imagine how much stone they can break with the frequency of CERN being used as an ellipse off the dome. And once again, I didn't say this, they did. They are firing up the CERN particle collider, all right? HARP. Any of this stuff, that if y'all don't know this, you got a lot of research to do. You can call this fear-mongering. But I have been placing dots and connecting dots for the last few years. And after I heard him clearly say ellipse, and I understand what an ellipse is and how it works, get the fuck away from the path of totality, people. For those of you that do not lose or meet your demise from the earthquakes that will soon follow, I'm not sure if it's going to be instant or if it will be the days to come or maybe even a month later, but I will make you a promise. I will make you a promise that the United States will see the worst earthquake in the history of mankind this year. I'm going to let you know. Listen, and for those of you that follow me, you know that usually when I say it, you come back and say, you were right. So, get away. Do not go outside in this eclipse. Do not look up at this eclipse. I cannot believe that the world governments are about to do to the people what they're about to do to the people. Stay frosty, people.
Time when we have to recognize that at some point in time, we will all pass into the next world. We will die. But we also have to understand that we will be made alive again, and we will be renewed in the next world. And so the teachings are in alignment with the teachings of the holy people as to show us that the sun dies and then the sun comes back to life again. And so during that time period, we are to remain indoors and to understand that Dahoteyin, Dahozdusindo, which means it is a sacred time, and we must keep all things sacred in recognizing the event. And so as we sit indoors, we are quiet. We don't laugh foolishly. We don't joke around. And we take the time to think what the holy people have provided us with as far as our environment here on the surface of Mother Earth, and that all life is given by the holy people and by our father, Nihita. So the teaching of being quiet and being reverent, being respectful, is very important. And to take the time to make new commitments. In the old days, when the eclipse was taking place or after the eclipse had occurred, our people would sing songs, a nasen, which is life song, or ni'ichisen, which is the songs of birth or rebirth, and then also the other songs and that involve the protection song, self-protection song, achasen, and also achasodazen. These prayers and songs were sung and said by our people during the time when the eclipse of the sun occurred. And so there was a lot of reverence and respect in keeping things sacred during that time period. And we are told never to look at the sun. And even during the eclipse, that you do not look, it will make you blind, or it can cause other sicknesses. And it is that we are told, even when there is an absence of the sunlight for that brief amount of time, that there is an effect on the earth, on Mother Earth. And so we are to understand that all things that happen on the surface of Mother Earth actually come from Father Sky. So if there was going to be a massive destruction, it would come from above. And here in our environment, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. We as the children of the holy people are right in the middle. It is that particular place that we are to maintain balance, that there be beauty before us, behind us, below us, above us, and all around us, and to recognize that our holy people, they want us to have joy, happiness, confidence, and peace in our existence here. And so they give us signs, they give us events where we can make new commitments and make new promises and to improve our lives as we make our life and to make correct choices. And so today there are so many things that are different, that the way that we people are looking at the sun, they have these special glasses and that and special type of equipment to view the eclipse. And it is that people are free to do what they need to do or want to do. And we, as the Neh, don't impose our beliefs and our understanding of things on other people. But it is that we can say, take the time as to understand this is a renewal, and to renew your efforts in your life and to be able to experience joy, happiness, confidence, and peace. And the things that you do and the things that you think of, the things you plan and the way you live your life with the idea of hope and faith. And these are the teachings that we receive based on all of the things that we are told.
See, you can't know Messiah coming back. You're wild, your salvation draw near. Look up, that's the update. Only the Father know when he coming. He got the update. So shall the Son of Man be lifted up. That's the update. The 12 tribes rise around the world. That's the update. California on fire. Greece on fire. Y'all, we at the end of time. Earthquakes every hour. Most eyes showing his power. Y'all, this place gonna get devoured. The sheep waiting on they self. He gon' get us together. Y'all, that day gon' be so special. Stay repenting the next. Stop that sinning before he catch you. His protection is a blessing. Song of Israel can do nothing but raise my hand. The Father about to clear the land. So Jacob return again. By the way, we found the Ark of the Covenant. We ain't playing. We know we at war. Ain't no explanation for the things that I saw. Prophecy, you came to know Messiah coming back. You're wild, your salvation draw near. Look up, that's the update. Only the Father know when he coming. He got the update. So shall the Son of Man be lifted up. That's the update. The 12 tribes rise around the world. That's the update. California on fire. Greece on fire. Y'all, we at the end of time. Earthquakes every hour. Most High showing his power. Y'all, this place gonna get devoured.
Hey fam, what's up? this phase. I want to thank all y'all for coming in and listening to me. I know you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. And thank you. You can reach me at Phase 380, or you can come and join me at anchor.fm/phase5. That's where you can join my little rendezvous in the thought or process as we ride down the road to the world of destruction. Come in and join me. If you got a comment, you can post it at the bottom. You got a voice that you want to be heard, just send it to my Instagram, Phase 380. Everybody do their part, and the world can be a better place. I ain't here for no drama. I ain't here for no problems. I ain't here for no static. I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn. And I'm here to learn.